is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. CSU rocking and rolling tonight. We get a lot of basketball happening, but the Rams, I'm excited to see what they can do. And I'm pretty optimistic about Colorado State. They got Louisiana Tech coming to town tonight for the first game of the season. Steve Ivey joining us, the Swole Cracker from RamNation.com. Steve, you ready to rock and roll, man? It's basketball day.
Oh my gosh. This is, there's nothing better. I love all sports, but to me, there's nothing better than opening day of college basketball season. And so I always wish everybody, for me, this is a happy new year, Brady.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. We got so much action. It's going to be hard to keep it all straight for me, to be honest with you. But I know I'll be dialing in 8 o'clock tonight when CSU goes up against Louisiana Tech. And I know you put your podcast together and told us a little bit about the Bulldogs and what to expect. So before we get there, Steve, do we have the starting lineup now for sure? Do we know for sure what it's going to look like for Colorado State?
Yeah, I think that's been settled for a couple of weeks. Isaiah Stevens, obviously, at the point guard. Josiah Strong, who's a fifth-year senior at the shooting guard. Neek Clifford, small forward. Joel Scott at the power forward. And Patrick Cartier at the center position. So those will be the top five. And we'll see a lot of Jalen Lake and as the first player off the bench as well.
So Jalen Lake's going to kind of be that big-time bench player that we can expect. Hopefully we can expect some big things from.
Yeah, and I think he'll have a great year. He started coming on last year, he'll get the equivalent of starter's minutes. He'll get plenty of minutes.
All right, Steve, so who else should we be looking out for? Obviously, we got the starting lineup. All those guys are studs. Jalen Lake, I'm really pumped to see what he's all about. Joe Palmer, some of these other guys. Tell us, like, how you think the minutes are really going to go. How deep are we going off this bench?
I think we'll see Joe Palmer as the first, other than Jalen Lake, he'll be the next wing coming off the bench. I think we'll see some of Javonte Johnson, a very talented transfer from New Mexico, who started 60 games in the last 2 years for the Lobos. And I think at the big man position, the backup, I think we're going to see freshman Rashawn Mbemba. I think he's the leader of the bigs ahead of Kyle Evans. And then we'll see some of freshman Kyan Evans at the guard position spelling Isaiah Stevens. But you don't expect to see much of Isaiah Stevens off the floor. He'll get is 35-plus minutes a game.
Steve, talk to us about Mbemba a little bit. There are a lot of strange, eerily similar stuff compared to between him and David Roddy. There's a lot of things, man. He's wearing his old number, too. Our boy Kevin Lytle said the two of them kind of, they look a lot alike, too.
They actually do. Rashawn is a little taller. Probably about 2 inches taller than Roddy, but the same kind of build, built like a rock. When I first saw Rashawn at the very first practice, I thought he looked a little further ahead of where Roddy was when Roddy showed up his freshman year. Obviously, part of that is the fact that Rashawn is...
All right, did we lose Steve? Steve, are you there? I think we lost him. Let's see if we could get him back on. Talking about this, Rashawn Mbemba, 6'7", 250-pound freshman, and there are a lot of similarities, and I'm interested to see kind of how he adjusts to the play of at this level, this college basketball level, too. I mean, in CSU, man, I mean, this team is at a position where they really think they can get right back on track. Steve, we lost you talking about Rashawn a bit and some of those similarities with he and David Roddy.
Yeah, Rashawn, a little bigger, a little older, a little more mature, probably a little stouter on the inside than Roddy was when he first showed up. But he'll be, I think, he can extend his range, and he can definitely shoot from the perimeter. But I think we're going to be looking at him as more of a backup to play defense, grab rebounds, score inside this year and give some good solid minutes in backup to Pat Cartier.
We got Steve Ivey on the program, does his podcast, his blog, all of it you can check out at ramnation.com. Pumped for this game tonight. Tell us about, you know, a couple of other guys on this bench that we, you know, young guys that we're looking at that might come in and make an impact. How about a guy like Kyan Evans? Like, do we think he's going to be an immediate kind of mover and shaker for Colorado State?
He's young, obviously. He's a true freshman. Missouri Gatorade Player of the Year, leading his high school to a state championship. So a very talented player, 6'2", about 170. Needs to develop a little bit physically. But the first time I saw him in a practice, the one thing that stood out for me was he has very, very good instincts for a young player, and he's also a very good perimeter shooter. So I think we'll see him contribute. I don't think we'll see him get a lot of minutes, Brady, to be honest with you, just because. But he's learning from a master. It's going to be a great season for him. Unfortunately, Tavy Jackson has been injured and sick and hasn't been able to play, and I think we're looking at Tavy maybe even going so far as redshirting this
wow.
year after contributing last year. So we'll see what happens with Tavy. But for now, Kyan is the backup, and he will get minutes. There's no doubt about it.
Steve Ivey joining us. Steve, talk to us about Louisiana Tech. The Rams are, according to ESPN, 9.5-point favorites. Personally, I would advise anybody stay away from opening night and early season stuff because you just don't know. But CSU should get the dub tonight, should start the season out 1-0.
Yeah, you hope so. You know, last year the Rams opened with a team that certainly wasn't as good as Louisiana Tech is, team Gardner-Webb, and they needed a last-second shot from Isaiah Rivera to win the game. So you never know what's going to happen in the first game. Like you said, I wouldn't bet on anything. But a good team from Conference USA, a very solid mid-major conference. They had a Final Four team last year in Fort Florida Atlantic. They had the two finalists of the NIT, and they had the CBI winner. Louisiana Tech had a brand-new coach last year, Talvin Hester. Very strong background. They're a very good defensive team, very physical team, and they're a relatively new team this year. They lost a bunch of players. They have one really good player coming back, Isaiah Crawford, who's the preseason conference USA Player of the Year. So we'll be seeing a game where we have two preseason conference players of the year in Crawford and Isaiah Stevens, and ironically enough, both of them are from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So Isaiah's from Dallas-Fort Worth, obviously know how to play basketball. They did add a very good transfer named Daniel Bacho, who came from Texas Tech after spending 2 years there, but he hasn't been approved yet in terms of eligibility, in terms of his transfer. It would be a second transfer, and so it looks like he's not playing. With him, they're a different team. They'd be a great defensive team. They'll still be a very good challenge for the Rams tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. For those of you not going to the game, you can stream the game at the Mountain West Network, themw.com. It's where I'll be watching the game tonight. Steve, hey, you got double dip tonight, too. You've got the women's game in action before, and they got a pretty good number four on their team as well.
Oh, McKenna Hoffshield, an incredible player in the preseason Mountain West Player of the Year on the women's side as well. So we have two elite point guards who both were number four. The girls are going to be, I should say women. I get, Brohard always kills me if I call them the girls. the women, I got to tell you, they're going to be darn good this year. Ryan has had a lot of success in that program. It's been a while since he's won his four consecutive Mountain West Conference championships in the regular season. But this is a team that's going to challenge at the top, led by the incredible McKenna Hoffshield. She's listed at 5'5 in the program. She really goes about 5'2.5. Fearless, not unafraid to go into the paint and go against big players. She can shoot from the perimeter. She can distribute the ball. She's every bit as much of an as Isaiah Stevens on the women's side for CSU.
Should be a great night tonight, you know, getting this season started off with the CSU women's team tipping off at 5:30, and then the men's side of things around 8 o'clock. Steve, my man, I'm excited to see what this team's all about, if they're going to be as good as a lot of us have kind of been advertising. I think that starting unit is going to be something to watch.
Yeah, the chemistry, I've been surprised, you know, just watching practices and watching the inter-squad scrimmage, and then you hear about the closed-door scrimmages. The chemistry is surprisingly good. None of these players are selfish me players. They're very much we players. They share the ball, even the bigs. The bigs aren't afraid to share it. But the thing that I'm really looking forward to tonight, Brady, is the improvement that this team has to take to be able to compete at the top of the Mountain West. We're going to have to see a lot better performance on the defensive side. And it takes a little bit of time, but what I've seen early on, the returns are good in terms of how connected they are defensively, how assertive they are playing passing lanes. They're very, very much an improvement from what I've seen over last year. So that's what I'll be looking forward to tonight. Is I don't worry so much about the offense. I really want to see them defend and rebound. I think that's where they really need to make the jump this year.
Steve, where can our listeners go and check out all your stuff, man? Your blog, your podcast, everything you're putting together for Colorado State Hoops.
My blog is at crackerscollegehoops.wordpress.com. I will be writing a game summary. Hopefully get it done late tonight. If not, we'll get it done early tomorrow morning. And then they can find me on Spotify for my podcast at Crackers College Hoops on Spotify. I'll be doing more regular podcasts. I've been doing one a week. I'll be getting into multiples a week, doing game previews and stuff like that. I'll do one on Thursday or Friday for the Friday night game against Wright State. I'm really looking forward to that game as well. Wright State is another very good team, picked to win the Horizon League. I'll be doing the preview for that on like I said, Thursday or Friday on my podcast site on Spotify.
I love it, Steve. Appreciate your insight as always, my man. And we'll see what the Rams, both men's and women's teams, can do tonight.
Very good, Brady. Thanks, and congratulations, by the way, on hitting your Thursday night. Mr. Thursday Night is back. Not so good over the weekend, but I'm excited about Mr. Thursday night, and I think you're going to finish out the season on a big streak.
I love it. I was hoping nobody would look at the picks from the weekend, but yeah, that was a brutal. That weekend might, this last weekend might do me in, man. That might be the one that knocked me out of this thing.
You know, I got to tell you, you got time for a quick funny story?
I
was walking the dog yesterday, and I ran into a woman who has a dog that my dog likes, and she's about as old as me. And you know, when it comes to CSU-CU rivalries, no one can top her in terms of her hatred for CU. And the first thing she had to tell me on Sunday morning was how she stayed up late to watch CU lose to Oregon State, and how happy she was. And I was just laughing, but that's the nature of the beast. I think a lot of us are down after the CSU loss in the border war for Wyoming. These rivalries are really, really fun around here. It was a tough loss on the weekend, but you know what? There's always next year.
There's always next year, and for football, you know, you got three games left that you might be able to win. You win them all, and yeah, still go bowling. I mean, that would be one of the goals for this football team, so we shall see. Steve, my man, appreciate you as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You bet, Brady. Always glad, always happy talking to you. Have a great week.
You too, my man. Steve Ivey does a great job. Like, he gives you the deep insight, the X's and O's. He is a basketball guy, just through and through. 37 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.